The Alaska Ferry System is back on the service cuts chopping block. And we visit Skagway School, where academic extracurriculars are growing. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Alaska's ferry system is facing even more service cuts. A House panel last week yanked money from the Marine Highway budget that the governor had restored, and it made additional cuts. Officials say if the reductions stick, ferry sailings will be reduced by about 20% during the next fiscal year. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III says that means limited service in the summer, minimal service in the winter, and no fill-in ferries.
So if a vessel has a mechanical problem, those passengers won't travel because we won't have a vessel that can back them up.
The Kennecott, Taku, and Malaspina ferries will see significant cutbacks. The fast ferry Fairweather will only sail southeast 4 days a week when it's running at all. And the fast ferry Chenega will be tied up all year, leaving only the Aurora serving Prince William Sound. Keto and Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortiz were the only Finance Committee transportation panel members to oppose the cuts. The budget's next stop is the full House Finance Committee. Sports like basketball are well supported at schools around Southeast Alaska. But in Skagway, the superintendent and school board have made a deliberate effort to extend activities beyond athletics. In the past 2 years, the 90-student school has increased the number of academic extracurriculars offered. Those activities benefit students in ways similar to sports, with travel, competition, and a boost to students' self-confidence. If there's one team Skagway School is known for, it's robotics. Sophomore Denver Evans is in the cafeteria on a recent afternoon. She says being on the robotics team for 3 years in middle school helped her in an unexpected way.
I was an extremely shy kid, and having to talk in front of all the people to give our presentation, we had to give our presentation to a room of anywhere between 200 and 300 people, and standing up on stage is petrifying, but now I have no problem speaking in front of people, and my little sister is the exact same way.
I really think it's like opening me up to like so I can be more out there, because I used to be like really like not wanting to like talk to anybody and stuff like that.
That's Denver's little sister, Peyton Rodig, who is in sixth grade. This is her second year on the hugely successful robotics team.
Our team's gotten a reputation in Juneau. We are the ones that the other teams go out to outdo.
Greg Clem is the assistant coach. He says the Skagway team has won the regional competition in Juneau several times and then gone on to place well at national and international competitions. They placed second at the statewide robotics competition in Anchorage this year, and they'll be traveling to the national competition in California soon. Clem has seen the impact robotics has had on his son.
And he started out as the introvert over behind the table, wanting to be part of, and now is a big part of the whole team. The little shy standoff, you can't do that. Everybody's a team. Everybody participates. Everybody does everything.
The success of robotics has set a good precedent for the school to try out other academic extracurriculars. The school registered in the Scripps Spelling Bee this year. Last year, the high school started a poetry competition. And also this year, students who enjoy math can compete in a program called Math Counts. Skagway School Board President John Hischer says the board has made it a priority to encourage academic competitions. He says they help reinforce what students learn in class.
When you think about your school experience, what are the things you remember most? It's not usually things that you learn from a textbook. It's when you go out and apply it in the real world or apply it in a competition.
I decided to compete because I love spelling, and it's just like whenever I'm in my spelling class, I always look forward to spelling, and it's just I really liked it, and I ended up getting first place, and it was really cool.
Tatum Sager is a fifth grader. She won the spelling bee this year, but she and the second place winner aren't able to travel to the state competition. So Kalia Fielding, the third place winner, will go to Anchorage instead. Another person traveling to a state competition soon is high school junior Al Weber.
As the bottles and bones accumulated behind him, the words proceeded steadily from the front of his face as he advanced into the silence and made it verbal.
That's a clip of Al rehearsing Life Cycle of Common Man by Howard Nemiroff. She'll recite it at the Poetry Out Loud competition in Anchorage in March.
It actually made sense to me, like it sounded like a story in my head, so I went with it because that's what poems should be. They should be stories.
Kent Fielding is the teacher who organized the Poetry Out Loud program at Skagway School. He'll also be the coach for DDF, Drama, Debate, and Forensics. That's an extracurricular that Skagway School is bringing back next year after a few years without it. With so many activities and only about 90 students, school board president John Hischer says there is one concern.
Where I see the big danger is the kids putting, you know, spreading themselves too thin with so many things.
That could be a problem as the school adds DDF to its list of options. So Superintendent Josh Coffrin says they're considering this.
Potentially putting DDF as a class, as an elective class inside the school day. That way they can devote that time and energy that it takes to be really good at DDF while still being able to support their teammates on, say, a volleyball team or a wrestling team or cross country.
Coffrin says the financial burden of activities hasn't been a problem for the school district. He says the community is very supportive when teams need to fundraise for travel expenses.
If there's anything that I've learned about Skagway over the years, it's that they're going to find a way to get it done.
Back in the cafeteria, sixth grader Peyton says she's found that two of her favorite activities, basketball and robotics, have something in common.
You're getting exercise in basketball, but you're exercising your brain in robotics.
Adult basketball teams from Haynes, Clukwan, Juneau, Hoonah, and Whitehorse competed in Haynes over the weekend in the 34th Dick Hotch Memorial Tournament. There are several basketball fans and players who remember the Clukwan coach the tournament was named for.
Well, he had a pretty big influence on us young guys as we were growing up, and he took us traveling from Metlakatla all the way up to Whitehorse just to play basketball.
Jeff Clannott was adopted and raised by Dick Hotch. He sat in a far corner of the school gym bleachers Friday watching round-robin games in the tournament named for his father and coach.
If he didn't play the game the way he thought we should be playing, he'd sit you down and tell you that's not the way to play the game. And sportsmanship's a big part of the game to him. So
He was really a quiet coach.
Ed Hotch is Dick Hotch's nephew. He's on the Chilkat Warriors team.
He was very respectful of all his players, and he made his team go and practice, which I think, you know, because they went to gold medal a lot, so he made sure they practiced all the time. And I'm trying to instill in my sons, so I have two sons on the team, that's what they need to do.
Ed is one of the many people Hotch coached on the Clukwan A&B basketball team.
After he passed away, because he coached the Clukwan teams for so long, they wanted to do something in his remembrance, so they started this tournament named after him.
The tournament has continued for more than 30 years. Some teams consider it a warm-up for the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau that follows a couple weeks after this one. Ed says the team he's on is almost all family members, brothers and cousins.
A lot of the people that you see here are younger guys, so it's better to see them in a gym than on the streets.
Marvin Willard, Jimbo Stevens, and Charles Williams are sitting at a table right outside of the gym. Willard remembers when Hotch was his coach.
I'd say he made us a really good basketball players because we were the first team from Haynes area to win a gold medal basketball tournament.
When was that?
It was 1973.
These are the old basketball players that used to live here.
Williams pulls out pictures of Clukwan and Haynes A and B basketball teams from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Stevens names the players and coaches.
Daniel Clannott, Joe Keen, my uncle, Dick Hotch here. And this is a teacher from Clukwan, Cliff Fossman.
Some of the people you see in the picture here
Their grandsons are playing in this tournament right now.
The Dick Hotch tournament ended on Sunday with a championship face-off between Whitehorse and the Haynes Merchants, a team made up of Juno and Haynes players. The Haynes Merchants beat Whitehorse 74-68. The Clukwan Chilcats came in third place. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.